This year is the 500th anniversary of Luther's 95 Theses, a major event in the history of the Reformation and the history of the whole Church. And so we have to endure commentators of various sorts, all writing articles, attempting to sign up Martin Luther in support of their own particular agendas. Giles Fraser, writing in The Guardian, argues that Luther's important contribution was the idea that everyone could read the scriptures and make up their own mind. I'm not convinced that this was exactly what Martin Luther was trying to say. After all, Luther defended the execution of Anabaptist preachers who had themselves read the Bible and made their own minds up. And yet, although it may not be exactly what Luther preached, it is an idea that certainly has its roots in the Protestant Reformation. Read the scriptures and make your own mind up is a very modern, even contemporary idea. That it is a good thing to think for oneself is now the nearest thing we appear to have to a moral axiom. We've had enough of experts, after all. In the years after Luther, many people in various parts of Europe began to read the Bible and make their own minds up. And one of the things that some of them thought they discovered was that the doctrine of the Trinity was not in the Bible. Were they right? If you're looking for a simple proof text for the Trinity, today's gospel is about as good as it gets. Yes, it clearly refers to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it tells us little about their relationship. There is a big gap between today's gospel and the Nicene Creed, which we recite together Sunday by Sunday. There is nothing in today's gospel about the Son being of one substance with the Father. Today's gospel has seemed to some to leave open the option of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three quite different gods. It has seemed to others to leave open the option of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three facets of one God. And it has seemed to others to leave open the option of Son and Holy Spirit as somehow slightly less godly gods than the Father. The Trinitarian faith that the Church proclaims teaches none of these things. So, is the doctrine of the Trinity in the Bible? The answer is yes, if we know how to read the Bible. If we pore over the scriptures in our bedrooms, looking for proof texts for our own hobby horses, our minds will easily fix on verses which suit our purposes. But as Christians, we are not committed to poring over the scriptures in our bedrooms looking for proof texts for our own agendas. We are committed, rather, to immersing ourselves in the scriptures as a whole, with the Church as a whole. The Bible has been handed down to us by the Church. What is included in the Bible and what is not was discerned by the Church through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, informally in its practice and formally in its councils. The boundaries of Scripture were drawn over time by the people of God, both Jew and Christian. And the boundaries are a little fuzzy when it comes to the disputed books of the Old Testament.